Well, it's my pleasure to introduce our first speaker, Howard Zeritsky, from someplace in Virginia. There's a danger of using the label lawyer's lawyer too frequently, because only a handful of people deserve that kind of. But Howard has been around almost as long as I have been around, and to say that he has been generous with his sharing of his talents would be an immeasurable understatement, not just speaking, but the writing. In fact, I went to classes are over, exams are over. I went to the law school yesterday to pick up my exams from the Wilderness States examination this year. Went up to my office and glancing around because I'm getting ready to teach property in the spring. And what do I find on my shelf? It says, Zeritsky, Grantor Trust, 2009. And this is one of probably at least a half a dozen papers. I mean, it's 200 pages long, explaining the ins and outs of grantor trusts, and also about four wills forms, because he's in the same category of somebody named Steve Akers, who happened to be in the audience today, not only sharing, but going out of their way and sharing. I recall one time, I gave a paper up in New York at a CLE program with an outline with a couple will forms in back. And one of the attendants came up and said, Professor, did you know that you had some of your forms in the back of the outline? They're not into sharing up there in the New York area. But Howard is very generous in his sharing. They hand out his vitae here, says he's retired. Don't believe a word of it. He's still hanging with us, and it's not just a pleasure, but an honor to have you here. Howard Zeritsky, come on in.
Well, it is both a pleasure and an honor to be here. I always start by characterizing the year that has just passed, and usually I say, you know, it's an interesting year. This has been an extraordinary year. There are more cases of significance, or potential significance, as the cases that are pending may be. Sometimes you have to dig to get the significance, but it's still there. Okay. Top. Okay. I am obviously not. Oh, well, that helps. On helps, yes, okay. And to start, one of the most interesting cases this year is pending in the tax court, the DiMatteo case. We all deal with life insurance. It's part of our practice. We have help clients buy policies. We transfer policies. We sell them. We give them away. You know, we don't do it, but we help our clients sell them, give them away, do whatever they need to do to position the policy in a way that will do the best. When Professor Johansson and I were younger, the IRS came out with regs, and they said, well, you know, it's difficult to value a life insurance policy. The first year it's there, it's easy. It's the premium you've paid plus any minus any expired portion. Can't argue with that. But if you've had the policy a while and premiums are still being paid or may still be paid, it isn't always easy to get a value. It should be market value, but there isn't really an established market. Therefore, we're going to use the interpolated terminal reserve. And for decades, that's what we did. Well, in DiMatteo, they didn't. They used independent professional appraisals. from the Ashtar Group, who are very much experts in this field.